Get out of this.
And after Kristen went inside, what happened?
I heard something from the side yard, so I went to check it out.
And you saw someone?
I saw a guy by the window.
Did you see his face?
No, it was dark. And when he saw me, he ran behind the house, so I went after him, but he attacked me from behind. He poked me in the neck with a needle.
Did he say anything to you?
Yeah, that I wasn't going to ruin his night. And then I blacked out. The next thing I know, I'm waking up in the trunk of my own car.
When you and Kristen were at dinner, did you notice anyone staring at you guys? Anyone follow you out to the valet?
A lot of guys were checking Kristen out. She's a pretty girl. But no one really stood out.
If you think of anything else, call me. In free time.
Is Kristen okay?
Yes.
That's good. I hope you get him.
We will.
Our stalker attacks Zach and drugs him, puts him in the trunk, pulls his car into the neighbor's garage, then attacks Kristen.
Well, if he's exposed, Zach would be found.
Zach was in his way. He didn't want to kill him, but he was already in a state of arousal, and he couldn't let Zach ruin his plans with Kristen.
We've spoken to all our friends and family available. No one knows or fits who we're looking for.
We should speak to our victim, Kristen, again, see if she can point us in a new direction and let her know her stalker's still out there.
I get it. As a kid, I was always afraid of the dark.
I still am. What happened to that girl would freak me out.
You're afraid of the dark?
Oh, yeah. The lights are on at my place.